Welcome to the June 10th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in part two of his latest video interview, Raj Indapuri, CEO and co-founder of eClinical Solutions, made the case that governance and quality must be embedded into every stage of the trial lifecycle, rather than enforced retroactively at database lock or submission. Building quality upstream requires organizational commitment and technology designed for continuous validation at the point of data capture. Up next, in a new Q&A, Robert Hummel, Chief Operating Officer at Savoda, discussed how agentic AI is compressing RTSM startup from weeks to roughly 2 weeks through automated configuration, customization, and testing under human oversight. That compressed timeline frees sponsor teams to reinvest capacity in site readiness, patient recruitment strategy, and enrollment preparation, activities where human judgment matters most. And finally, in a new article on our sister publication, PharmExec, Niklas Anzinger, CEO and founder of Infinita, argues that state medical access programs could improve rather than undermine clinical trials by generating outcome data from excluded patient populations and addressing the funding catch-22 that causes two-thirds of trial failures. The FDA needs to issue enforcement discretion guidance to enable state programs to complement federal IND-registered trials. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.